Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring program for people who want to learn how to build a second stream of income investing in real estate. And this is everything from single family homes to big apartment complexes, big self-storage complexes, senior living, hotels, strip shopping centers, even RV parks and mobile home parks, anything that produces cash flow. The goal of the members of Total Wealth Academy is to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds their wants and needs. This is based off of Warren Buffett's point that you should never depend on a sole source of income, a job. You should always invest to build a second stream of income. That way, when you lose your job, and I'm sorry to be so brutal, it's not if, it's when, or when you get too old to work, you've still got a stream of income coming in that lasts the rest of your life. And that's what we do, again, at Total Wealth Academy. Today, I want to talk about something that's in the news across the United States. Prices are dropping on single-family homes dramatically. Some areas of the country as much as 20%. And we're going to talk about that in detail tomorrow. I have a special guest today, but I wanted to take the first segment to just make you aware of the opportunity that's coming. What has happened is, and I'll even blame boredom on this, when COVID hit and people were stuck at home, they got bored. They began to examine every part of their house because they're stuck at home and they decide they don't like their house. So they got to go buy a new one or a bigger one. And huge numbers of people went out there and started buying houses. Well, the challenge was that the inventory was already pretty low. So they didn't have a lot of choices. And they had a lot of competition. As many as I've heard of, and there were probably more than this, as many as 30 offers on one house. And what people started doing is bidding more than the asking price. Stupid as can be. Low financial IQ. So they start pushing the price of real estate, single family real estate, up falsely. And in Austin, there was a $500,000 house that sold for $650,000, $150,000 above asking price. Think deeply. Did that suddenly mean that that house was worth $650,000? Doesn't, does it? But that comparable sale went into the MLS. Then when people started running comparables, they saw $650,000 was the last sale. So they think, oh, this house must be worth $650,000. So you can see what happens. Pretty soon, everybody sold. Yep. They're worth $650,000 now. So they start selling for $650,000, but it's false. If you don't understand what a correction is, whether it's in the stock market or real estate, a correction is when the nation, the people of America, have an epiphany. They wake up and they go, wait a minute. These houses are not worth $600 or $650. I ain't buying those things for $600, $650. And they stop buying. And to sell those houses, they have to start lowering the price. And like I said, in some places as much as 20%. So that would be a $130,000 discount. What number are they back at? About the 500. I think that would be 530. Yeah, that'd be 520. Pretty close to the 500 that it originally was going to sell for. Do you see what a correction does? It corrects the stupidity of uneducated, low financial IQ people. It corrects it. That's why they call it a correction. Now, there's other reasons, but that's one of them. So a correction is hitting America. People are waking up, realizing these properties are not worth what they paid for them. They're not worth writing offers above asking price anymore. I think it's 28% of homes are now reducing their price. 28% of homes are having to reduce their price, and they're still not selling. Why do I say this is an opportunity for you and I? Because we make more money in a crash or a correction than we do in the up market. Yeah, I get it. We make money. It's an up market, blah, blah, blah. But not many people realize that we've been praying for a crash and our prayers are being answered. Prices are going to drop dramatically. I really see 30% or more. And a lot of people agree with me. Or, you know, it could be that I've watched 15 different videos on it and I'm agreeing with them. Either way, it's going to be something substantial so that the real estate investors that are prepared, they're educated, they understand how it works, are going to be buying properties 30% below what they sold for just 2 years ago. The cash flow on the properties is going to go up because all the people that, again, stupidly sell their homes, move to apartments, or there's literally some people that go, I overpaid for the house, so they literally stop making their mortgage payment as if it's the bank's fault. And they get foreclosed on and have to move into apartments or single family rentals. That's going to push rents up just like it did in 2007, 8, and 9, the Great Recession. So the rents on all our apartments and all our single family houses are going to go up. Yes, the values are going to go down, but do we care? No, because we're going to be buying as much as we can get at the lower price. And it's not if we're going to have a recovery, it's when. So on tomorrow's show, we're going to go into detailed analysis of this impending correction or recession, whatever it ends up being, and I'll show you how to take advantage of it and build a lot of wealth for yourself and your family. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Told that it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are patiently waiting for a guest, Luann Blau, who just emailed me. I sent her the phone number to call in, so she should be on in a moment. but we're going to talk about why real estate investors pay pretty much the lowest taxes of any for-profit group in the U.S. And it can be not just, I guess you have to use deferred. Our taxes are deferred until we're dead in some cases, and then you pass it on to your kids. But actually, she's on the line now, so let me go ahead and introduce her. Luann has quite a few years in the business, over 8.5 years, and she has lived in Dallas for about 30 years, but she works with people across the country. Really interesting, her youngest son, David, is the quarterback for the Detroit Lions, and she is on the line, and we're going to talk about two things. I will discuss depreciation very quickly, but she is a thing called a 1031 expert. She knows how you can go out, make $2 million profit on a deal, and keep that $2 million and go buy a bigger deal without any taxes. So please welcome Luann Blau. Luann, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine, Steve. Sorry, I realized I didn't have the number.
My bad. I should have put it in the second email as well. It's funny. Your son, to me, it's like you meet somebody and then their son plays quarterback for a professional NFL team. That's quite an accomplishment.
It has been a journey. Yep.
So did you promote him doing that? Did he decide to do that?
Heck no, I didn't promote it.
You don't want to see your baby get hurt.
You're darn right. He's the youngest of three. I didn't let him start playing football until seventh grade. But I think it was God ordained because we went to a camp and they said he can be quarterback, and he walked on the field in middle school and said, I'm your quarterback. And it went from there through high school, and then we played at Purdue for 4 years. And wow. The game changer was in 2018 when Purdue beat Ohio State and totally destroyed their season. My apologies to any Buckeye fans on the line, but that was really what brought the NFL. And he's too short to be drafted. So Cleveland Browns picked him up, traded him to Detroit, and he just signed for year four.
Wow, that is excellent. That's excellent. And then his wife is an Olympic hurdler. That's an athletic family.
It is, yep. She's half Colombian, and she just ran in New York in the Grand Prix this past Friday. Came in second, but she's rocking it. So she made it semifinals in Tokyo last year, planning to go back to Paris, Lord willing, in 2024. So, yeah. David will tell you he's a much better athlete than he is.
A wise thing to say, for sure.
A very wise thing to say for good marriage. They were high school sweethearts.
Yeah, my son-in-law is Colombian. Okay, let's talk about deferring taxes with the 1031 exchange.
If you would, just
kind of give a case study of somebody, no names, of course, but a case study of somebody that used one that you assisted on.
Oh, a case study. I'll give you my example from my class.
That's perfect.
First, just a little history on the exchange. It's part of the IRS code. It's been around for 101 years. Rules have been modified over time, but what we're dealing with now are the rules that were in the 1980s. So if you're an investor and you've owned a property longer than a year and a day, when you sell it, you're going to pay in Texas 15 or 20% on your gain and then 25% on your depreciation recapture. So if you had purchased a property, say, 10 years for $100,000 and you sold it for $300,000, you would be taxed on approximately 20% of $200,000 worth of gain and 25% of any depreciation recapture. So instead of paying that to the government, you can take that money and purchase up to three additional properties. In that scenario, I wouldn't go more than three. split the cash for down payment, increase your portfolio, and defer the gain. And you don't have to buy single family for single family or multifamily for multifamily. It's anything defined as real estate can be exchanged for anything defined as real estate, domestic to domestic, Guam and the U.S. Virgin Islands, or foreign to foreign.
Okay. I've got a question for you. Let's go back. You said buy three more properties and that you wouldn't buy more than three, but it sounded like you could.
You could, but there is a rule that kicks in. So you have 45 calendar days from the date you close to identify a potential list of replacement properties. When you close, we as the intermediary send a form, and on that form you can identify your properties. When you identify more than three, there is a rule that kicks in called the 200% rule. So say you sold for $300,000 and you wanted to identify four. In that case, we have to multiply your sales price times two. So you're, and then that number, which would be $600,000, and we'd have to add up the purchase price of all four of the properties that you ID'd, and that number could not be greater than $600,000.
Oh, so they limit it.
If you only identify one or two or three, then that rule does not apply. You could buy $10 million worth of property.
Okay.
Did you not know that?
I never heard that before.
All our years of talking? What is wrong with me?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it was your fault. Probably me just phasing out in that part of the seminar. But that's really interesting because every 1031 I've ever seen has been one-to-one. I don't even have any experience with a one-to-three or whatever. In other words, most of the people, if they've got $200,000, they're going into a small apartment or something like that.
You're going to see these more if you're selling something large, like a, you know, apartment building, and you decide you want to diversify and go into some, in multiple smaller properties. Then it's
possible
that you could identify more than three and be absolutely fine.
Okay. Now, this is going to generate some questions, so I'm going to open the phone lines early. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. If you're sitting on a lot of equity, and a lot of times people do have a mental block to paying taxes, they've got an opportunity to go buy something bigger and better, but they get stuck going, oh, but I got to pay the taxes. Well, here's a way to avoid that. So if you're sitting on a lot of equity, please call in, talk to Luann, tell her your situation, and maybe she can educate you in a way that allows you to move to the next level, if that makes sense. So give us a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. If you can't get to a phone, fire me an email. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Yeah, the most recent one that I saw was, I think, from 32 units to a 200 unit.
Correct. And I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's a sweet deal right there. And I made the kind of a joke. I said, you can defer these taxes till after you're dead. So I have a question for you. Let's say that I start off with 32 units.
Right.
I do a 1031 into a 200 unit. Then I do a 1031 right. into a 500 unit and pass away. How does that affect my heirs?
Oh, it's a great thing for your heirs because they're going to inherit the property at a stepped-up basis. So the cost basis, the way it works, the cost basis that you started with when you sold that first one rolls forward into the next property and then added to it gets the amount that you bought up. So your okay. reinvestment goal is going to be the amount of the sales price less your seller paid closing costs. But when you're talking about the basis, goes forward into the next property, then that gets added to it. And then you keep going. Well, should you ever sell while you're still living, obviously you're going to pay the tax. But when you pass, Dan McCabe, as you know, Dan McCabe, Steve, he'll say you defer, 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 and then you die. Your kids, the basis in the property will be the value of the property on the day they inherit it. So if they sold it that day, they would not pay any tax. If they decide to hold on to your real estate, then they will only pay tax on the appreciation from the date they sell it to the date they, I mean, the date they inherit it to the date they sell it.
Wow, that is powerful for
it's
legacy.
Very powerful.
Because I've got a lot of investors in their 70s. They join up in their 70s. They're not thinking about themselves as a rule. They're thinking about their kids, their grandkids. And so they're doing this as a very exciting way to pass on wealth without tax. It's amazing.
Right. Yes, it's really, it's sweet. Like, you enjoy the passive income while you're living. And then what a tremendous gift to give your kids.
Okay, we got to go to break. Please hang on the line and we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You can find out more about Luann at ERG1031.com. ERG1031.com. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Luann Blau. Here's how you can get in touch with her. If you're sitting there with a lot of equity and you want to learn how to move that equity into a bigger deal or a better deal without tax, deferring the taxes potentially till after you're dead and then they disappear before your heirs, call this number, 972-863-1031.
You got it.
972-863-1031. I'll give you her email in a little while as well. And the website again is erg1031.com. I like the fact you got the 1031 and everything. It makes it easy. What exactly does ERG stand for?
Exchange Resource Group. So the company is based in Denver, and I have worked remote for them in Texas for 8.5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time in that business for sure. The next thing I want to talk about is something you and I talked about, and you had to clear my head on this because I totally misunderstood it. And now, because of your help, I understand it. And it's a thing called tenants in common.
Right.
This is a way for passive investors to do a 1031 from one passive investment to another.
No, kind of. No, wait.
Or tenant, it's not called a 1031?
Well, so remember we talked, you can't, if you are a passive in a deal, you cannot.
No, I'm talking about they have to go into their first deal as tenants in common, then
they can tenants in common
to the next one.
Correct. My apologies.
So no worries.
One of the rules of the exchange is that the taxpayer ID that holds title on the sale has to be the taxpayer ID that takes title to the purchase. So syndications don't work well on that unless the taxpayer ID for the syndication goes forward. But if you take title, and Steve, you told me that, and I've been in contact with one lady here in Dallas that you told me about, that some of the syndications will let people come alongside their syndication using their own taxpayer ID and purchase a portion of it tenant in common.
Yes.
That's what
we've actually got two or three that are willing to do it. I don't know how many of them have come up with that situation, but I do want, there's a lot of passive investors listening, and some of them with our group, some of them with other groups, but you have to, let's say you're already in as a passive investor. The tenant in common doesn't work at this point.
It can't work unless whoever the LLC or whatever is willing to deed you out of the syndication, which I think is pretty difficult to do.
Yeah. Apparently the paperwork is tremendous, and attorney's fees, and it seems cost prohibitive based off of what one person told me. But
right.
Those people that are in passive deals right now, go into your next one as tenant in common. Well, you'll pay your taxes,
right.
Go into the next one as tenants in common. Then when that one sells, you can go into the next one as tenants in common without
correct.
Tax. Yay,
right.
I said it right.
Because you'd be able to sell. If that deal sells, your portion would sell, and then with your own taxpayer ID, and then you would take title to something in the next deal, or you wouldn't have to go in the next deal. You could separate yourself and do something else if you wanted to. That's the beauty of tenant in common, because you're not really bound by what the other people in a normal partnership want to do.
So let's say I put up $100,000 into a passive deal as a tenant in common, and
alongside
the deal. All right, I see. I'll make that distinction. Alongside the deal, and we sell, and I make $300,000. So I've got a $200,000 gain. I can go buy my own 50 unit, or doesn't the $1 more rule stay in place?
You're to totally defer the tax. You should buy $300,000 less your seller paid closing costs.
Wow.
When that deal sold. But if you don't, it doesn't prohibit you from doing an exchange. What's left would be called boot, and you would pay a pro rata tax on what's left.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, you really need to reach out to Luann to make sure you understand this. I don't think a one-hour radio show is going to answer all of your questions. Reach out to her. Here's her email, Luann, L-U-A-N-N, two N's, Luann at ERG1031.com, which is her website, Luann at ERG1031.com. Or call her at 972-863-1031. God, this is such a powerful tool, because it allows you to keep your money working for your family. You know, 20%, 20 of 200,000, that's $40,000.
Plus whatever the depreciation recapture is, which a lot
right.
of people think about. Is that, if you've owned the property a long time, that can be really significant.
It sure can. It sure can. I ended up with $210,000 one year in recapture taxes. So it can be substantial. All right. If you've got a question for Luann right now, please give us a call at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me, and I'll ask her the question. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. So, Luann, how many 1031 exchanges have you helped people with in 8.5 years?
Oh, I have no idea.
You think it's thousands?
Yeah, probably. We doubled inside last year. And March and April, I think May too, were record months. So we have four people, you know, in sales, if you will. But we do a good job. And the thing about intermediaries is you want to know where your money's going. And you also want to know if the person that you need to get a hold of is accessible and willing to answer your questions, which I think we do a really good job with. And the money, so the exchange proceeds are not held. We don't hold them internally. We actually work with two banks. We outgrew the first bank, Steve. And the money is going to be held during the exchange period in a segregated account in a financial institution. No commingling of funds. We don't invest the funds for the time that we have it. Interest rates aren't good enough, and it's just an extra layer of problems. But
well, you bring up a good point that I want to hit before I forget. Not sell your hot property and take that money yourself trying to do a 1031 exchange.
That's an important rule.
Yeah.
You have to set it up before you close.
In other words, you can't take control of that money. You need Luann on your team. She will put it in a safe place. You can't control it.
Yeah. We work with the title companies. So we set it up through title, and then my Australian Shepherd is just wanting attention. I'm going to move. The money, we work with the title, and then at closing, the money is wired directly from title to the exchange account.
Gotcha.
But once you take control of that money, even if you forget and you go to title and you say, oh, I want to do a 1031, we have set them up from the closing table before. It's not preferable, but it can be done. You just can't let that money hit your bank account.
Gotcha. So you need to reach out to Luann immediately if you're thinking about this so it goes as smoothly as possible. Again, her website is erg1031.com, and you can reach her directly at 972-863-1031, 972-863-1031. Is there any other tip that I'm missing that you think we should discuss?
Well, in this market, I think some people have the misunderstanding that they can't identify what they want to buy before they close. And with this market being as it is, a lot of my clients will pretty well know kind of what they want and be under contract, even be under contract to close before they sell.
Yeah.
Obviously, the danger in that is that you have to make sure that you get the sale done first. But you don't have to wait until you close to begin looking for your replacement properties, because that's the trickiest thing in this market.
Yeah. All right. Hold on, please, Luann. We need to discuss this a little more on the other side of the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Luann Blau, 1031 specialist, who you can reach at 972-863-1031. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Luann Blau, who is a specialist in the 1031 exchange. This is a way to take equity that has amassed that you would normally pay taxes on, sell the property, get that money, and tax deferred, go buy a bigger property with it, a bigger property than you could have if you had paid the taxes. It's a great way to build wealth. It's a great way to build your passive income stream or secondary income stream by buying bigger property. And I don't, you know, it always shocks me when people don't know what a 1031 is and they get very irritated because they've sold so much property and paid the taxes on it. Luann, have you had that experience?
Oh, yeah. I have people call me and tell me, why didn't my realtor tell me? Why didn't my CPA tell me? And I don't know the answer. I teach a one-hour CE credit class to realtors online, try to reach as many people as we can because it's heartbreaking to get that tax bill and not know about it. And there really isn't any reason why, you know, why people shouldn't know about it, except that they just don't.
Yeah, it's one of those things, because I constantly complain about this, Luann. There's no financial education in our high school, very little in college, and you have to be smart enough to know what courses to ask for to get it. And if you're not financially, if you don't have a high financial IQ, you're not going to know which courses to take. So it's very hard to get it. You got to educate yourself.
I think it should start in high school, personally.
Yeah.
There was an economics teacher at our high school that taught all three of my sons basic budgeting and planning and stuff. And that wasn't part of the class, but he just felt like he should do that. And I'm very grateful.
That is very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I had a mentor, Colonel Thomas, who owned a bunch of real estate, and he taught me about a secondary income stream when I was 16. I didn't really get it or how it affected you because I had never worked a job, so I didn't understand. But he tried to teach me, and then later on, as I got wiser, I remembered his teachings, and it was very helpful. But yeah, you've got to get it on your own. You got to self-educate. Okay, if you've got a question for Luann, we are in the final segment, so you need to call now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Sorry to interrupt, Luann. What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
That's perfect. I do that all the time. I love when I go to break and I say, when we come back, we're going to talk about A, B, and C. And during the break, I forget what A, B, and C was. Nice. But my listeners are always very patient with me, which I appreciate.
It's your radio show, so you're entitled to forget. I am the guest. I should not forget.
No forgetting. Okay. So, I asked you if there were any final tips. I guess what we should do is let's get your contact information out there, and then I'll let you go, and I'll make a couple of announcements before the end of the show. But if you want to reach Luann, there's three ways. Go to the website, erg1031.com, erg1031.com. Her email is simply luann@erg1031.com.
And it's L-U-A-N-N.
Yes, two N's, luann@erg1031.com. And her phone number is pretty easy to remember, 972-863-1031.
I started a Facebook group called 1031 Exchange Assistance about 4 years ago, and we've got a couple thousand members in it, and it's purely for education. People can post questions. I don't let people try to sell things. I will boot them off. But
what was that again? For the listener, very clearly, say it again, please.
Oh, sorry. 1031 Exchange, so E-X-C-H-A-N-G-E, Assistance.
And they'll be able to see your picture, or is there a logo there?
They'll be able to see my picture.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Well, I sure appreciate you coming on the radio show today. And
thank you.
Watch for those calls. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye. Right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, there's two announcements I want to make. One is we are having a class for kids, but adults, you should come with your kids. You do not want to have them come home and correct you. It's a wealth building class for children, 13 and up. If you got a really sharp 11-year-old or 10-year-old, bring them. We just recommend it for 13 and up. But you know your kids, if they're really sharp and they can sit for a few hours, bring them on in. Doesn't matter. I started my son at age 8. And we're going to show you the principles of building wealth starting at a very young age. We're going to teach them about the 5 rules of gold. We're going to teach them about the richest man in Babylon. And we're going to serve lunch. I think they're ordering a bunch of pizzas and drinks, so there'll be a break in the center. But if you would like to go ahead and give your child a head start, this event is free for members and non-members. Members and non-members. We're going to have mortgage companies there, credit companies that are going to talk to them about mortgages and about credit, how to use leverage, things like that. If you're interested in that, let me make sure I've got the correct website. Otherwise, I'm just going to have you email me. If you're interested in that, go to Total Wealth Academy. Oh, it's not the right address, but there's a precious little baby elephant on the picture that tells me you have the wrong address. If you want to attend that, just fire me an email with the number of people you want to reserve a seat for, and then I'll send you the link. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Just put kids program in the subject so I know what you're talking about. Kids program, number of people, and then I'll send you the link. We are limited to 200 people. I think we're already up at 150. So if you're interested, please get that email to me. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. The second thing is we have a free introductory workshop for adults on Thursday evening. You know, if you want to bring your kid, that's fine. But it's primarily for people who are thinking about enrolling at Total Wealth Academy and they want to find out what we're doing and make sure it fits their needs. That's from 6:30 to about 8:30. And that's real times. You're done and out of there well before 8:30. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class button when you get there. That's Thursday evening, 6:30 to 8:30. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Click the free sample class button. The kids program, by the way, I believe is from 10 to 2. 10 to 2, but I'll get you the full details. So it's going to be a very educational. You'll be giving your kid a head start, and I promise you, adults, you're going to learn a lot as well. And the wonderful thing about it is that when you go home and you talk about money and success, financial success, you'll be on the exact same page. It makes for greater understanding, a closer bond with your kids. It's a very powerful workshop, very powerful. If you want to come to that on Friday, email me, put kids program in the subject line. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, remember tomorrow, I'm going to email anyone that wants it a link to my favorite video on what the marketplace is going to do over the next few months. But listen to the show tomorrow. I'll send you that link if you email me. And we're going to talk about the opportunities that are coming as we see the correction moving into place. We're probably going to see anywhere from, based off what I'm reading, based off what I'm studying, based off of about 15 different speakers, you're looking at a 30% correction, possibly more. This is going to be a tremendous opportunity for you to buy properties way below their actual value and make a lot of money, build a lot of wealth, build a lot of cash flow in a very short time. And that's again tomorrow. Oh, wait a minute. My son's tomorrow. This will be Thursday at 2. All right. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.